It's 5:20. We just, for the record, we started late because the the local option sales tax board?
Invest in Wilmer.
The Invest in Wilmer board was meeting prior to us. So let's call this Public Works and Safety meeting to order for October 9th. It is 5:20. Let's go around the room. I am Andrew Plowman.
Fernando Alvarado.
Audrey Nelson.
Kelsey Del Basque.
Frank Hansen.
Julie Ostis.
Sean Christensen.
Thank you, everyone. And I believe that Chief Felt had already previously let us know that he was going to be absent. So he had sent up some statistics here, and who is going to handle those? Tom, you want to just...
I can. I'm trying to call him up here. Or I'll use yours.
Sorry. I don't know why I can't see the thing anymore.
That should be your login name. All right. Police stats for the month. Calls for service, current month calls for service, 1,710. Year to date, 14,074. Same month last year, 1,704. So we're six calls different than last year, so it seems fairly consistent. Quickly glancing through. Not sure there's anything crazy. Family service is significantly more than last year. Harassments, four times what it was last year. That's interesting. Other than that, they look fairly, traffic stops are down. They look really consistent after that.
I apologize for even putting you on the spot.
That's right.
I don't know what there's a whole lot to denote in here, but if there's anything that warrants conversation or something that we should put in the record to ask Chief Felt or make a note for Chief Felt, anybody have any questions for him? Okay, with that, then we'll move on to fire statistics. Chief Hansen.
Mr. Chair. For the month of September for 2019, the fire department responded to 22 calls, which brings the total for the year up to 235 calls. Looks like about six calls ahead of last year. Quick summary of the calls, seven alarm activations, one cooking fire, if I can actually read this, five vehicle crashes, four carbon monoxide alarms, one severe weather watch, one smoke scare, and one electrical fire. Training for the month for the firefighters. September 12th, we had compressed natural gas training on West Central sanitation garbage trucks, where they actually brought trucks over and we got to look at it and play with it a little bit. Gave them some suggestions, and they're going to change how they mark their stuff on the trucks to make it more visible for everybody. And then September 19th, we did one of our annual emergency medical responder classes, which happened to be CPR this time. So with that, I will stand for any questions.
Somebody mentioned an event last night, and I think I saw something on Facebook.
Well, there was an event last night.
Our
14th annual story time at the fire station, which is a partnership between the fire department and early childhood, where we estimated around 1,100 to 1,200 people came through last night in about 2.5 hours. It was extremely busy.
Over 1,000?
Yep, people were on top of people there for quite a while.
That's cool.
Food line was across 2nd Street onto the sidewalk over by the clinic for a little bit. We had other vendors there or other agencies there. Lifelink, I believe, was there for about 4.5 minutes before they got a call and had to leave. So everybody got to see it land and take off quickly.
The paper was there for that time.
Yeah, the paper, yep. Yep, she was there. Yep.
It was in the paper.
Yep. So it was a good turnout by the public and another very successful event. I did see today that Alex, my administrative assistant, had her book out for next year. Already planning, seeing stuff that we can do better for next year. So awesome. I think they're meeting with the schools Monday to talk about that. So
very cool.
So how do you fund that?
Through the fire department and through the school system. So we split the food costs, any fire prevention costs come to the fire department, any book costs, because every family gets a book that's read to them, is through the school system.
Fernando, I saw you had a question.
Yeah, two questions.
Sure.
Smoke scare, what did you have going on there? What was it? Was it a motor burnout or?
I believe that one was a grill in the backyard. Okay. They thought it was a house on fire.
Okay, and then the Explorers participate with this event that you had last night?
Yes. They participate with basically all our big events and do some training with us. They were actually at the CPR training too. So right. Currently we have, I think, 13 Explorers. I may be off on that number a little bit, but they're growing really well.
Great.
Again, so.
Thank you, Chief.
Yep.
I did stop there last night. I didn't realize I was early because there were a lot of people there before 5 o'clock. And I think I stopped about 10 to 5 and I mean, there was already a crowd there and already a crowd eating. And so it was fun to see. And lots of kids.
Lots of kids, yep.
I like the firefighter shirts and also the Explorers you talked about where you could tell who they were uniform-wise. And
yep.
Yeah.
What's
the mascot?
Sparky. Yep. We give that.
They were helping Sparky.
Yep. We let the Explorers be Sparky for the night, so okay. They have fun with that.
Yeah.
We have one of our Explorers is a professional mascot. He does Barry for the Stingers. And he does whatever it is for the Warhawks.
Okay.
So he has a good time. He for a 17-year-old, he does really good at that. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Have you ever had a fire call during
that? During that, I don't know that we have. Okay. I know we have during the pancake feed.
Yeah.
But we have a designated crew with a truck and stuff set aside. So if they have to go, five guys would just leave.
We've got a contingency plan. Like this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So hopefully we plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Just on that note, I always, well, you guys probably do too, talk to other officials and stuff like that from other communities, and I always kind of take great pride at telling people from other communities about how good our public safety sector is here in Wilmer and how well embraced they are by the community. When you guys have events like that, when the police officers have events, people show up, and there's other areas where that is not the case. They struggle to get any kind of turnout, and here I think our public relations with our public safety group is just really good. So that's always something that's cool to hear about the events that take place and how well they're attended. And
yep. I believe it was today White Chief Felt isn't here. He's over in Swift County.
He's doing some outreach.
He was asked to be on a board for some, I don't remember if it was drug trafficking or something, but they were asked only a few people throughout the state to be on this board, and he was one of them. So
and that's an honor to be able to participate.
I can't remember what the details were.
I don't remember either, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, on that, we should make a note to have him brief us on all of that when he gets back.
Our next meeting.
That'd be great. We'll get that calendared in, then we can hear a little bit more about that. Because yeah, it's definitely something to be proud of when you have a good public safety sector. With that, any further questions for the chief? All right, with none, you are free to go if there's no further business.
I'm gonna go help some.
Did you pass?
Did I pass?
You know, last time you.
Oh, my sprinkler test?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Well, yes. Last time he was here, he had flew in from doing it, but he didn't know if he passed it or not.
Yeah, so I did. I got the word,
hopeful.
So we're good.
Good.
But I'm headed to help Redeemer Lutheran's youth group with a service project. So.
Awesome. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's what Jim said in his email. Asked to be a part of a panel discussion at the League of Minnesota Cities presenting
over in Benson.
In Benson. Yeah. He didn't say what the panel was on, but you're right. I think we should add that to the next agenda.
Yeah, let's just
during the report.
At their regional meeting, I think they're talking about what do they call it?
PTSD.
PTSD and mental health issues around the state this year.
Mm.
Yep.
Cool. Which is that, I mean, when you run the statistics, a percentage of calls that they go on that contain mental health components.
That was a big part of normally when you have defensive tactics training, DT training, it's usually just hands-on, knife suppression, all that kind of stuff. This year, they had like a two-hour segment. One of the previous police officers that is working through PTSD talked, and just went into his childhood and how things compound, and then what you see on the job and everything that.
Interesting. We'll have to have him fill us in. And just for the note, before we get on to the action items, there's nobody here from the public to comment. Otherwise, we would have given them an opportunity to speak. Moving on, looks like our first item that we need to discuss is Project 1903-A, Change Order Number 1. Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 1903-A is the overlay on 15th Street Southwest. This change order is the result of adjusting a driveway width and moving the catch basin to the new curb line.
I'll make a motion to accept the project number 1903-A to include the overlay of 15th Street Southwest from Prod Avenue to 19th Avenue and change order 1 resulting in the adjusting the driveway in the 1200 block.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on that change order. Any questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
Sir.
No.
Can I share with you?
I don't know if this is going to work.
Okay.
All right, next item. Professional services for Robinson Parking and Water Main Improvements. Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As promised, one of the lost or sales tax projects, not lost sales tax projects, the local option sales tax projects, is the Robbins Island parking lots, roads, and water line that will improve water service in and through the park, including the Four Seasons Shelter. This is a professional services contract with Bolton & Mink to perform the design and construction inspection on these projects that I'm hoping will go next summer. The professional contract, services contract, is just shy of $200,000, $199, $550.
Okay, looking for action, followed by discussion.
Make a motion to approve the professional services contract with Bolton Inc. for Robbins Island Parking and Water Main Improvement Projects in the amount of $199,550.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion from the committee. Go ahead, Audrey.
Two questions. Are there any drawings available for what they're doing?
There will be.
Okay.
They're not ready yet. This
is
just getting them going on. Correct.
To authorize them to do it?
That's right.
Okay.
There's conceptual that we've put together.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's nothing designed yet until this is taken care of.
We were just having that discussion at the local option sales tax meeting. So,
yep.
So Robbins Island.
I mean, maybe it's good timing, maybe it's not. Maybe it should have been sooner. Anyway.
No, I don't think there's any concern. They were just laying out the timeline for when the work was going to be done or being proposed to be done. So the second question I had is, this does not include any utility upgrades that need to be done for the building, right? This is
not, well, for the building, no. This will provide a new water line to the building.
That building will tap into a new line.
Correct. The water line's being used now is kind of being used as a temporary. So this new water line will tie into the new building.
Okay. Because we had that conversation when we were talking about the building, that we couldn't use local option sales tax dollars?
For the building.
Correct. But we can use them to get the water line to the building?
Because the sales tax project, the sales tax portion of the legislation just says Robbins Island improvements. And so parking lot roads, and then we'll do this water line.
I thought there was a concern that there was going to be a gap between what we could do and what we had to do for the building and what we could do with the local sales tax.
We should be good. We should be good, because this the building project will bring new water line to the existing old water line, and then we will connect with this project.
So this is being
replacing the old water line
at the same time that the parking lot.
Correct. Correct. As one project.
Different scope of work.
Yep.
What's the utility's responsibility for the water lines?
None.
No.
Nope.
I just knew they hadn't been up in the park plan. I think it says that they haven't been updated for 30 years.
Right. And they, when we had the last water line break out there that was underneath the boat ramp for Foot Lake, the break was right underneath the boat ramp. Utilities came out and said, well, since it's outside the right of way, we're going to consider that private. I disagreed with them, and still we paid for it. So okay. It's ours. Yep.
Go ahead, Julie.
Okay, and the Robbins Island Task Force knows that we're taking $200,000 from their $2 or $4 million or whatever?
Yeah, all task forces were informed early on that to plan, I think 25% of what the legislation said for the sales tax for design contingencies and so forth. And so none of them were planning on using the entire dollar amount that was approved in legislation for construction, because that's unrealistic.
But they were instructed not
to. They were instructed to plan 75% of what they were awarded, if that's easier way to say it.
That question was asked at the Wilcoxon sales tax meeting too, not specific about Robin Island.
Right.
But when the groups would find out an estimate, since we approved the construction, and when they'd find out an estimate of how much their pots have been reduced because of the cost.
Yeah, it'll be a little while because they'll have to get some preliminary design and some things of that nature.
But this will be part of that, is what you're saying.
Well, this is part of the specific pot for Robbins Island.
Yes.
It is, you know... Yep. So not part of the construction manager that we just did.
No, but it's still supposed to come back to the local option sales tax in that pot.
I think so, yep. I think you're right.
A couple questions that I have. Number one, regarding the percentage of the expected budget. Where does this fall in? 15%, 20%?
I was afraid you might ask. What I don't remember what was approved for Robbins Island.
Does anybody remember?
I want to say it was $3 million, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Just
it might have only been two.
We get that too. Just to add that conversation.
Well, and then maybe I'll segue it quickly then. How does that work, or how will it work? So we award a professional services contract for an individual project like this, but how about the overall project that we bid out, or that we are accepting quotes for, and they are one of the entities bidding? What if they are awarded that? How is that going to change the scope of how these are?
Say that again.
Okay, so the construction manager at large, is that the one that went out to the three entities?
Correct. Bolden Mink did not put a proposal in on that.
They did not?
No. It was just Marcus and Tuition.
Oh, really?
Yep, because Bolden Mink wants to be considered as an engineer on any or all of the projects.
And so doing so would have precluded them from being able to do that?
Maybe. I don't know for sure, because if it's a construction manager at risk, you're kind of choosing the engineers and stuff, so I don't know exactly.
We were told they couldn't. If they're a construction manager at risk, they can't bid on the project.
They cannot bid as for engineering services.
Okay. Well, so that's why they didn't do that.
Or construction.
And this was not part of that anyway. Robbins Island was never part of that CMAR anyway.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was thinking, though, so we just had this conversation about the timeline, about it's supposed to be approved by the local option sales tax board, go to the park and rec board, and then the project we were talking about, and then come to Public Works before it goes to City Council. So I don't know if this fits into, I don't know that this does fit into it, but that's the process that they were talking about for, what did we just talk about? Because, the construction manager at risk. We approved it tonight. It's going to the rec departments, and it's coming to Public Works, right. And it's going to the city council.
Right, but again, this Robbins Island was not part of that CMR.
No. I'm just, the concern was from softball and all the other things about the steps that it has to go through to get approved. And that was reviewed, that it can happen within a month. Once the recommendation is made and approved by the local option sales tax, it has to be approved by, that's the process that was set up.
Right.
By,
that's
I'm not
the
sure.
schematic.
Yeah. To go to
Park and Rec.
So you think this may no, should have to go to the committee that we just.
It was a question in my head after we did this, but I don't know. I think that's a Brian question.
I think it is too. But I thought we were good with this one because I thought this was kind of cleaning up paperwork because Bolton Mink.
This was already down the
has
road.
Has been already decided that they were going to do that, but I don't.
I'm just saying we haven't heard from Robbins Island at the local option sales tax. And so that question has been asked.
And I don't think that particular project what has gone to Park and Rec.
No.
The road, I think it has. I think Rob's taken it because Rob asked me Monday night if we had an agreement in place with Bolton Mink yet.
Because there was already conceptuals mm-hmm. and
there
everything like that
drawings.
That yeah. I saw.
There were conceptual drawings before Bolton and Mink's contract was even.
Right. I think you're right. Yep.
I think that's what we're trying to do is
$3 million
go back because somehow we were authorized to do things.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
I just asked that you check with Brian just to make sure that we don't end up at the council table having this discussion.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll do whatever action we're going to do. But we want to just make sure that we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's. Circling back, the reason that I asked the question is because I like Bolton and Mink and I trust their work. I'm very happy with the engineering services that they provide. However, we are going to be spending a lot of money on engineering services, design services, surveying services, soft cost services. We're just spending lots of money. What kind of controls are in place to ensure that we are getting a good value? And how confident are you
right.
in the numbers that you're seeing being an engineer yourself?
Sure. the last question first, very confident. Okay. I don't know that we have any more controls than we ever have.
Okay.
I mean, I think we would have, let me rephrase that, I think we would have the same controls that we would on any smaller, let's say, project. Any street project, we only have the comparison of what's been given to us, right? What we know. And so, to take it one step further, are we getting good bids? Well, we only know that the two bids that we got were comparable, so apparently they're good. I mean, we that's all we have to compare with. I just did quick math on that. That's just under 7% of the total. So that's very good on a percentage basis. Obviously there's probably some unknowns in there. When we get into the soils that are on Robbins Island, they're pretty sure unsuitable for a lot of building. But
you mean dredgings aren't always the greatest thing to build on?
Depends on who you ask, I think. So I think we're good. I think we've got necessary controls in place. As Audrey mentioned earlier, we've got plenty of groups and task forces that this is going through. I think we're okay. I'm confident.
Ooh, who was first?
He was.
Fernando.
Yep.
Historically, Bolton and Mink has provided a good service,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we have to go with our history.
Yep.
You know, with them and our confidence in them.
That's right.
And if something disrupts that, then obviously we have to raise our concerns.
Yep. And then, you know, when you get to a proposal stage of professional services, one of the questions or one of the evaluation tools is history with that company. Mm-hmm. Your history is good.
Well, I fully assume that if numbers were to come in and anything was out of the ordinary, it would like raise red flags right here, like immediately, like you, whoa, before it ever even got to our table.
And I've done that before, and you know, with them.
And so, we're not even privy to
not
that.
Not all of them.
No. And that's fine.
That's right, yeah.
That's fine, because that's the way it should go, because we don't need to be down dealing with that stuff.
But this is, this is good numbers.
And that was largely not so much about this number, but more about what's to come to, yeah, and controls and processes. Audrey?
I was just gonna comment, I think, for us to think about too, because it's been asked by a couple of the groups. I think there's some changes being proposed with the Swanson Field. And the question I asked was, was it staff's recommendation to make the changes, or is it the group's recommendation to make the changes? But the group is also concerned with, what does the council get to decide? So if they're going through all of this, how do we make the decisions? You know, how do we get the information to make the decisions? And so, because I asked, sure, I asked Rob afterwards if it was staff requesting these changes, or, and you know, that's a little bit of a dilemma for us when you have a lot of community members working on things too. It's a great thing, but we need to be careful that we're brought along as a council to make the decision, so that we don't get to the council table and say, no, we're not doing that. And because, yep, we don't understand why, or those
get
types
in
of
there
things
and
too.
Start
so
micromanaging.
I don't know what the answer is to all that, but hopefully the staff are being brought along and are helping us to be brought along.
Yeah, I can tell you on the Swanson Field specifically, because I was involved in those conversations and those decisions and those suggestions and other, yeah, proposals. And it was a combination of staff, and we brought the committee in, we brought the baseball people in, we brought, you know, maybe not a council member in at that time, but we brought, so everybody was, you know, discussed and cussed and, you know, got it all figured out so that we could present what we feel is all the facts to the council so that they can make an informed decision.
Right, and that's all, I mean, I said, I don't know that I have a decision,
right,
until I hear why you're considering,
yep,
it, or the reasons to,
yep,
do it,
yep,
you know, kind of thing. So,
and you will hear all that. We've discussed some of those.
But the groups are worried about that. That's my message.
The groups have been involved with that.
I know, but the groups are worried about getting the council approval and walking through these steps.
That we're going to change what their recommendation is.
Well, that's up to staff to convince council.
That's
if
right.
I mean, or present the correct information to council,
yeah,
and that is on us.
Kind of that, bring us, mm-hmm, along so we know what's coming, mm-hmm, kind of feeling.
Fernando.
Oh, thank you. But isn't some of the changes or whatever is going to happen, shouldn't that discussion go on with the engineering firm that we're hiring, so it can be vetted there?
It will, absolutely will.
And then find out the pros and cons, mm-hmm, and then have it filter through them. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that.
And that is exactly the stage we're at now. We're at the what if stage. Okay, and so we're going through what we know before we get the engineer on board, before we get the construction manager on board, and so that we can present them with, this is what we're thinking, what do you think? As the professionals, what do you think? And so we're at the concept stage right now. It seems like a good idea, but we're not the professionals in that field either, so.
Right, I think we're going to have to put our faith in those professionals.
Absolutely.
A great deal. Mm-hmm. So. And I think as lay people, you know, I think we can run it through them, have,
yep,
them explain it so we understand,
yep,
it. I don't want them to take control from the committee, obviously,
yep,
but.
No, and again, on that particular subject where it seems like a huge change, it's the right thing to do. It really is. It saves everybody money. It saves the field from being out of service for a full year. I mean, there's a lot of pros to that. There might be some cons we're not seeing yet, and that's where we get the professionals involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Further questions?
We got a little off topic, didn't we?
Well, that's okay. Because, I mean, they are all connected somehow, but, and then I assume this project, when it comes, design features and whatnot, will come back around. They'll circle back,
mm-hmm,
around.
Just one statement.
Sure.
Not a question.
Make
really.
That statement.
The porch, the three, four season porch, whatever the building, seems to be closer to the beach than I visualized it was going to be.
The construction limits probably are. And
okay.
The reality is the building wanted the building to be even closer until they did some soil borings.
Who's they?
You're talking way back in the beginning. Well,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, and then
I
they
don't
moved
know
it back.
Original
I just really
was.
Thought it was going to be,
yep,
back
that.
Farther over that path. and closer to the Geary building. I just, wow, it was like way down on the beach.
It might be helpful to see a drawing, because also the concern about where the, no, just to review it as it relates. That's why I asked if there was a drawing for this, to see what it is.
Sure.
There were also concerns about the, what is that thing that's already out there? The fishing pier?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Where that was going.
Yeah.
But it isn't really in the water, it's just sitting on the beach.
Right, so. And that's because there's still some conversations you have to have there. See, the original, okay, now we are getting off topic.
Yeah.
So, or the original plan for that fishing pier was to replace the one at Route Park. So they built it on Robbins Island because they got the area, and then they floated across and they replaced the one at Route Park. We as the city now are talking to Public Works now, we're talking to DNR to say, what are the options if we keep both? We repair the one at Route Park, and we keep this one off of Robbins Island near the Four Seasons Shelter, have an additional fishing pier. That's why it hasn't moved from that point at this time.
Okay. Because the park plan out there did have some along the shoreline.
That's a boardwalks, yep.
Boardwalks.
Yep, and my assumption at this point, if this pier gets approved to be there, we tied boardwalks into it at some point. And I could see that being quite attractive.
It's like blocking the one volleyball court right now.
Yeah, it's in a temporary location. Yep.
I didn't know if it was temporary.
Yep.
It's just beach drive.
Correct, yep. Until they get it put together to float across.
Yeah,
there was another point that I was going to make. I can't remember.
The location of the building.
Yeah.
They obviously.
I was waiting for that one, Mike.
Because from my visual, from what I remember on that map, it was like, okay, there was the existing bathhouse, the bathroom, and then you had Geary, and then this was like almost, I thought, like halfway in between the two, but it's like really close.
Yeah, because they had talked about one tree was going to be affected.
Probably how. Because it was further away from the trees.
Yeah, but now there's no trees going to be affected. It's like on the beach. I always thought it was going to be closer to Geary myself. I was a little surprised when I saw where it was being.
Well, point of interest, this is not a bathhouse. For the number of times I've seen it, on Facebook referred to as a bathhouse.
Oh, the Four Seasons Shelter?
Yeah, people.
Oh.
Naysayers call it a bathhouse.
Oh. I mean,
that's what it's being referred to as over and over again.
Right, because you're spending too much money on the bathhouse.
Yeah, they say that's way too expensive for a bathhouse, and I'm trying to remind people, and they're definitely thinking there's some conspiracy. Anyways, now we're way off topic.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get this motion taken care of. So we have a motion and a second in place for approving the professional services contract, Bolden Mink, for the water main and parking in the amount of $199,550. Further discussion?
Just to make sure that we cover ourselves here, that this is the right place to start this.
You can do a contingent on my talking to Brian.
I don't need to do it contingent. I just think so we don't have another episode at the council meeting, just to make sure we've crossed the T's and dot the I's.
Okay.
So we know the answer before we get to the council meeting.
So if there's any updates that we need to be updated on before the next council meeting, I assume those will just be emailed out.
We'll do that.
Okay.
And include it in the agenda item for the council.
Awesome. So for the motion at hand that I just read, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Okay, and I don't have anything more on my agenda except for talking about our upcoming schedule.
Okay, before that, I would like to add one item, and I apologize. I always promise to not do this.
Make it a juicy one.
No, I don't want to.
No.
I want to make it an easy one. My goal is to make all of them easy. They don't seem to be that way. All right, per your handout, we have added, because the dates, they got it into me in time, but I was on vacation, and so I didn't get this stuff put together in time for the action forum for this committee.
Okay.
Stevens Engineering, they're now called
B32.
B32.
Should have put that in there.
That's all right. This is for the refrigeration system at the Civic Center. So the shift gears from parks and lost and everything else. This is refrigeration system. It's a change order. Unfortunately, change order number 6. Don't let that scare you. This particular change order is for three items. If you'll recall, when they tied in the refrigeration system to the Blue Line Arena, the headers were in the wrong, buried in the wrong order, for lack of a better term, right? So they had to replace some of the header work. And we had a change order for that because they couldn't access them without destroying some other piping. Turns out, apparently it was the same installer for the Cardinal because we found the same thing. So the header at the Cardinal Arena was also located in the wrong place. This time, not wrong place, wrong order to make it easy for construction. This time they tried to work around it. That didn't work, it ended up leaking, so we had to replace some stuff on the header. So that's one item on this change order. And then in doing that, then we destroyed some conduits and wiring under the concrete floor that was to the header, and so that's the second part of the change order, same item, but second part. Third part was some, if you'll remember, when they had the trench in the building, we affectionately called it the moat. You know, in fact, there was some pictures circulating around with crocodiles in it. We added some additional pea gravel to take up some of that water area. So those three items make up this change order to the tune of $30,714. And financially, we are still within our contingencies. We are at under $2.1 million. And when you add engineering on that, we are still about $300,000 less than we bonded, and so we were in good shape financially.
Go ahead, Julie.
Okay, and we have to pay this $30,000?
Mm-hmm.
It was
if we want the project done.
Yeah, correctly. But okay, why twice have these things gone in the wrong order, and who does that come down to?
It comes down to the original installers of the concrete floor and the refrigeration system of the.
Okay.
So
these were unknowns, right?
They were unknowns because it's under the concrete floor. It's under the ice.
When you say original, comes, I mean before we, like original?
Like originally when the floor was put in to put ice in it. You know, so they put, there's piping all through the floor. And
so not on this project, but
correct.
Before that. That's yep. What I was trying
yep,
to
yep, in the 70s or whenever the system was.
This wasn't a mistake of anybody
nope.
on site today.
Original, when this original refrigeration system was put together, this is the way the header was put together at that time.
Okay.
We would have no way until we broke the concrete out of knowing that.
Okay.
So,
does that answer your question?
Yes, I thought it was a subcontractor
nope.
that it screwed up. But
nope.
I'm like, why are
40
we
years
paying
ago.
For this fix?
No, nope,
okay.
Not at all.
So now are there standards, like you said, there are orders of, and I don't know refrigeration with that, orders of how things go. Is that now a standard process?
You know, good question. The fact that they found it in both situations, you makes you wonder if it was the easiest way to put it together 40 years ago.
Then.
Right.
Now there's either different practices or different, I don't know if standards is the right term because it doesn't matter, it's piping.
Right, right.
But maybe they figured out an easier way to do it now.
Different materials.
Yeah, materials, construction practices, whatever.
Yeah. Well, hopefully for the next generation.
Right, yeah, you know, 40 years from now, maybe we did it wrong this time. I don't
right,
know.
Right, right. Or did it really good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
my only question, I think, well, it's two parts. I think I know the answer. This is just one change order because all these were change orders from subcontractors to the general.
Correct. They just combined them into one.
And also, does the general always tack on a percentage?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see where that, how much that was.
It's not a huge dollar amount, but I was just wondering
yeah,
if that's standard practice.
Like it is.
$1,400.
And I didn't know that until we started seeing some of the change orders for street projects this year. Yeah. And I've seen 10 and 15%. So.
Okay.
Apparently that is standard. I didn't know that either.
Well, the thing, the percentage is different. I've seen it at a higher, I mean, I've seen it on much, much larger projects, but it's a much, much lower percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like 1% or
right.
2%.
And that's probably where we're at, you know, $2 million project, 5%.
Right.
If it was a $100,000 project, it maybe 15%. Exactly.
Yep.
So since you asked that question, what does the bond 1% mean?
I didn't study it that much. Let me look.
Well, I went to look at what you were asking about. I found that. There's a bond 1%.
You know, it probably goes to pay the bond, the change in the bond. You know, because the original bond, we had to say this is what the dollar amount was. But now we've got to change that. I don't know. It's a good question.
The fee to do that?
I wonder.
The fee to make that change?
Yeah.
Well, inquiring minds want
to. Yeah. That'd be a great question for Steve tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the line.
But that makes sense.
I saw the buck being passed. Yeah.
That wasn't intentional, but it worked out well.
It did work out well. Okay. Well, yeah, it'd be interesting to find out what it is, Fernando.
Are we at a point where our fittings are almost complete? Are we going to have to do any more? Do we anticipate any more of these kind of changes for?
No, ice is going in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're ready to go. Boards are up. We're ready to button things up and finish.
Okay.
And
so
move on.
Okay. So we. We're just finishing off with the bleachers.
In fact, Rob said bleachers finished today, so it's a whole different place up there now. So well,
the season starts.
Girls start in 2 weeks.
This month, so they got to be ready to go.
Facebook,
girls
yeah.
high school starts 28.
Looks very bright.
Yep. Official start of the season. Good. Yeah, captain's practices are coming up now, and the youth is starting now.
Okay, so
we're
done.
We need to roll. That's right. So you'll see very soon, the council will see a final, you know, once punch list items and things are taken care of. So
and I have heard that the quality of the ice is the best it's ever
I've
been.
I've heard that as well.
And there are some people who have skated their entire lives and that have skated on lots of ice.
In fact, now the complaints are it's too hard, which I don't know if that's, I didn't know that was a thing, but I mean, it can be adjusted with this new system. So.
Well, yeah. The feedback that I got was like, this is like magical. They said this is well. I talked to somebody who
Walt
skated
Disney
World at Excel.
Right.
Yeah, they said they'd skated at Excel and it rivals that
good
quality ice. So
between that and our RO system that we got now, we should have get super clear and super good ice.
Get Mitch Markin in to skate on it. See what
there you go.
He says.
There you go. All right. Well, we have this. We have this request in front of us. What does the committee wish to do?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. To accept the change order number 6 in the amount of $30,714 for the Civic Center ice replacement project that includes the 3 items denoted below. All those in favor, all further questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
All right, now back to the regularly scheduled program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that's done. Hey, Mike, it finally updated for me.
Technology is
good. I know. All right, so based on tonight, I had already added a couple things for future agendas. And so what I have for next meeting, October 23rd, so far, as your last page shows, trap range discussion, okay? I have added the CMR for the lost projects that I think you guys talked about at the
construction manager at risk.
Yep.
I had to get there.
I always called it CMAR, but they looked at me funny when I started saying that. So I'm going to try to change my own.
I was just calling CMs, but
yeah. And then we also will probably have an ordinance update for brew pub and tap rooms. And it's an updated ordinance. If you'll recall, that ordinance was put together prior to Foxhole coming in, and they are one of those two and not the other. The other one allows food and beer, and when they are, the one Foxhole is, only allows beer. And so anyway, we're updating the ordinance, and apparently there's been some requests into the clerk, and so she said she'll have information ready for us on the 23rd.
And about crossing over into the other restaurant?
Nope, this is about a new business, I think.
Okay.
So it wants to do both. Is my assumption. I've not seen anything. She hit me up as she's leaving for the day.
Anything new business is always exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't hit that threshold. There's some, like, once they sell a certain amount, then it changes that you can't sell.
Like Castle Danger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they're not.
They're not like that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, you gotta sell a lot.
A lot.
To lose your taproom status and have to change.
Yeah, I think this would be pretty easy. In fact, you know, it's an ordinance, so we figured it'd come through committee at some point first anyway. So And then, well, we just added something else tonight.
Park signage.
Oh yeah, Rob wants to talk about park signage. So we'll just bring him in for one big hoorah for all of those items. They're just really.
This is signage. I went to a meeting the other night where they were talking about a sex offender in the neighborhood, and they were talking about getting signage like neighborhood watch signage. Is that something that goes through you? Or coordinates with the law enforcement and you, or I'm just giving you a heads up because that might be, not that it's an agenda item, but that might be coming through that.
I assume law enforcement, it would start there because they're the ones that have to register. I don't know, I've never had that question.
You know, what the public wants, what the neighborhood wants is signage.
They may not get.
What they would like to see would be signage indicating that this is a neighborhood watch community or a neighborhood watch block.
I thought you were going to say like a sign saying there is a sex offender in the area. I was going to say
well,
that's
no, not that.
Yeah, I was waiting for that too. Like,
not
okay,
that, not
going?
That. No, no.
Got it.
Just that, you know, people are on the watch. Sure. They're aware of what's going on because they say there's drugs coming in and
out. You know, I've seen those signs. I don't know how well they work, but I've seen them around occasionally. Mm-hmm. My, as you guys mostly know,
my love signs.
Theory on signs
is
they become background noise and just white noise, whatever, and you ignore all of them pretty soon.
Right. Yeah.
So,
well, I'm just saying that's an idea that might be a topic of conversation. It's influencing the, it's an idea the community is pushing forth that at the meeting we attended, Rick and I and Sean.
Okay.
I've seen similar signs on, you know, like you see a city sign, you'll see we're a dairy community. I've also seen signs similar to that saying we're a neighborhood watch, organized neighborhood, you know, we're a city that has organized neighborhood watches. Mm-hmm. They maybe don't post them all over the city, but they're maybe at the entrances or exits to cities, something like that.
Yeah.
There's different ways of doing it.
Well, I'm just giving you a heads up. You might be seeing something.
Okay. Up.
Any other issues that people think are important that we slam in on the 23rd? It sounds like, I mean, I might buy a pizza. So, you know.
No, we're going to do it in an hour and a half.
Well, you're an optimist, aren't you?
That's up to you. You're running the meeting.
Just a question on the budget for next year and the amount that's in there for streets. It's less than what's in there for this year, and I just wondered if you'd like to share with this group or how you want to do that. What's the plan?
I'm not sure I knew that.
I don't know. I just was told it was less.
Okay.
And the question just with that. So I'm asking that to be proactive with when we talk about the budget where we're at with streets.
No, I appreciate that. I can also tell you that we probably went a little overboard this year with price. So if it's less than this year, that's not a terrible thing.
But we asked you to do that this year.
Yeah, I know.
So just a justification from what we're doing this year to what we're planning to do next year.
I also can tell you that now that I am full staff, finally we are putting together a list that will look better than I've been able to produce to you in the last couple of years, and with some with some better ideas of what that could look like over the next few years. So hopeful that I can produce that. We're narrowing in on our proposals for next year now already, and so I'll be able to present that to you here before too long.
Cool. It would be nice just to hear a quick update on the streets. I was out to the county building for meeting this thing, and they're putting the markers on Civic Center Drive, but it's not. Is it done for this year or?
Yes.
Okay.
So Civic Center Drive ended up being an interesting project this year. You know, came from my office. We missed one line item on the bid. We only bid half enough bituminous. And I think what happened was we decided early on to, I'll just give you a little background here. So we decided early on to mill twice as much as we usually do. So we milled 3 inches. And so I think what happened is when we did the figuring length times width, we figured it on 1.5 inches versus 3 inches. And so it was a huge dollar amount, so we could not change order it in. So the plan, so then what we did was we said, okay, we're going to build it per spec. It's not uncommon to pave in the spring anyway.
That's what I, yeah.
Usually after utilities are put in. But, so we're going to put 1.5 inches down. We're going to stripe it because we're changing the striping scheme a little bit out there. And so to help with traffic training, if you will, and knowing the majority of traffic is high school, and so they're going to, you know, maybe need a little guidance. And then next year, so we downgraded the paint. So we did an annual paint instead of a multi-year paint. So it's a little cheaper. So we're going to fully stripe it, and then next year we're going to add that to our projects, the additional 1.5 inches, and finish that project out. Now, I've already talked to Mel to County because they plow it, and so I've already told them you're going to have that 1.5 inch lip. We're going to ramp the drag approaches that we need to make it easier for snow removal, and so he's aware of that. And so it's an unfortunate, but it's.
But that's the practice for new streets, isn't it?
It's the practice for a reconstruction because of the depth of dig.
Okay.
Now, it's not typically the practice
for
overlays because you don't dig and you don't have the additional settling involved. But the easiest way to spin it is, we pave a lot of stuff in the spring after, you know. Because from the public, they don't know, right?
The other part of that is if we can include it on other bids that these companies are going to be bidding on and working in around the area, if they can more easily fit it into their schedule, we get a better price.
Right.
Than we would bidding it alone.
And we know an exact dollar amount, or we know an exact volume,
yep.
Right? And we know a pretty good estimate on dollar amount, and then we'll just add that to next year's project. So we'll have additional paving and striping just for Civic Center next year. But the 1.5 inches is plenty strong enough. I mean, there was 8 to 12 inches of bituminous on that street. So there's, you know, take off 3, add 1.5 inches, we're still plenty of strength there. We'll be good to go.
How worried are they where they're still down in the ground, like 16 feet?
For like the stub streets?
Yeah.
I'm worried. They should be. Mm-hmm. We do have
a mud bowl.
Yeah, the good news is we've got 5th Street is finally paved and completed, and we've got 15th Street is paved and completed.
Yep.
In fact, I don't know if they striped that one today. They did stripe Civic Center today, by the way.
That's what brought
They were still doing manholes and stuff on 15th.
Okay, so they're near, but hard surface, so we're good. They do have curb and gutter on some of the stub streets and some base put in there.
Yeah,
but my requirement is going to be they have to have a hard surface this fall, this winter, this early winter, whatever they call it.
You know, hard surface being gravelly.
Being bituminous.
Bituminous.
Even if a lot of it has to come out because of soft spots.
It's got to be down before.
Yep. Part of their contract was to finish by now, and have hard surface down by now, and finish up in the spring anyway.
Are the utilities done on the short streets over on this side?
Last I heard, they were still finishing up on the far
the one
east
was,
one, like 16th
yeah.
maybe.
They're not done. They have two of them yet.
They got 15th and 16th?
15th and 16th, because they're about halfway down 15th.
Okay.
And then they got to go down yet 16th,
because
that's the street I walk down for daycare.
Okay, yeah. So they're...
The lady who called me regularly, her street is getting there, so I don't hear from her anymore.
Yeah. No, the other ones seem like they're prepped and like
they're
out there grading them.
Curb gutter's there too.
Yeah.
So they could go down. I mean, if hopefully they misrepresented the storm coming in and they can get something down. But
this has to have been a nightmare for your daycare.
yeah, I've been walking like 2 or 3 blocks because with the moisture and when they get in. But I got sympathy. I have sympathy
when you
for
the twins and carrying
the actual guys that are doing the work. Yeah, because they're dealing with the mud and with all that, whatever. And they didn't, the actual guys out in the field, boots on the ground, they didn't set the schedule.
Nope.
So that's a higher deal.
And it's unfortunate, too, because then when penalties come, you know, they get beat up for it, even though they're the ones going where they're told to go. So
yeah, and I've talked to them on numerous occasions, and they're you watch them and they're working with urgency. Mm-hmm. At least when I've seen them, they're working with urgency.
I think next week's supposed to be pretty good, so we'll see how this, the last couple of days of this week,
Ends up. They all said it's, it depends on how much moisture gets caught up in that, what they're trying to dig.
You know, when they dig it and they don't crown what they've finished, you know, then it just sits there.
Mud
and water just sit there.
When they were dropping in the new in the intersection, when they were dropping in really deep, the guy told me that the sides kept sloughing off down at the bottom of the hole that they were trying to dig out, and so they had to bring in more. I guess they don't use sheet pile here like they do other places, but what do they call the big apparatus?
The trench boxes.
Yeah. They had to bring in more and taller ones.
I suppose, yeah.
So it's also, I mean, that's dangerous work for them. Down there that deep when it's all muddy, I mean, one trench collapsing, you're done.
You will do a 2020 update next meeting? Sorry, yes.
I can.
I think it would be helpful just
for what we're thinking about for next year?
Yeah, just sure. So when we get to the budget side of it, we can explain your thought process on the amounts that
should
are in
we push that to the November?
No, or? Because we're going to meet in November, so if we have this in October, then we'll have a base to work.
And also, I'm guessing some of the things.
More of that October meeting. Okay.
When are you meeting in November?
I think the proposal is going to be to do a finance full council meeting.
I was going to say, we're going to need a plan before the finance.
Right.
Whatever.
I think the first meeting in November.
Okay, because our first meeting will be the 6th, then the finance first meeting will be the 7th.
Right.
Or
somehow to get us that information.
Okay, so tell me what information you want. I can give you a list. I wouldn't have necessarily
I'm more concerned about the comments that are being made about streets should be the most important thing we're working on.
Okay.
And the figure that we did this year versus the figure we're doing next year. What's our plan for streets?
Well, and we were
not
told
necessarily which street it's going to be, but just why you picked the amounts that you did versus the amounts we've done the last couple of years.
Okay.
And in the main.
Does that make sense?
Justification.
At the mayor's budget presentation at the very end, I mean, it was spoken by the mayor
that we were supposed to
that
out
Public Works needed to take a look at streets and street and how and work together with finance in terms of funding. And that was made of a point was made to tackle that. So,
but that's a whole philosophical discussion
about
the whole
assessments versus utility fees versus franchise fees.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, and
that's
what he
was getting at.
But see, that's what needs to be clarified, I think, by our resident expert here is just where are we at in terms of what are we going to be able to do? Do we have are our funding mechanisms going to have to change dramatically? Are there big changes that have to take place in order to continue getting stuff done? Or where are we at? And we don't know that unless we hear from all entities.
There's no plan to put any extra money towards streets next year, which we worked at, I think, the last couple of years. So I think that's just our realization that next
part of
year
it, yep.
With that, but how much can we bond for and what can we do kind of thing. That's all I'm trying to get to.
Talk to Steve because I know we kind of tapped out our bonding capabilities this year, and I don't know if those are changing next year. He keeps saying that they might because of the, you know, CARES Health changeover and things of that nature.
I don't know
how that all works. So, but yeah, I'll talk to Steve and Brian. Brian's got some real good experience on that as well, on different types of funding mechanisms and what works and what doesn't work. And so,
what's in here is $2 million and $1 million in. $2 million in bonding and $1 million
state
in state aid.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we don't get caught like without a, you know, expected that we were supposed to do more or going to do more or going to have something that we're unprepared for.
Right, something's got to give because we don't have the funding to continue to increase that every year.
No.
I mean, it's just not available.
And there's other areas that is the case as well. So it's like multiple things have to give.
That's right.
I talked to Paul Dinklenberg. He said 800 tons of asphalt for
potholes this year.
Potholes this year. And at $80 a ton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're over on that budget line.
So we did a lot of fixing on, I mean, it had to be done.
I expected it.
Every year was, everywhere in the state was that way this year.
Right, right, right. But I just think it's good to, for us as a committee to know that we addressed it, it was expensive, we did something
wrong. Yeah. I'm hoping to get creative and not have to do a budget amendment. Part of it will be determined on what kind of early winter snowstorm we have as well.
And what kind of winter it is.
Right, and so we won't know that, obviously, for a couple more months.
Right.
But
and it might warm up after the snow.
Might.
Who knows?
Okay, well, I think we got our work done and then some. Anything else?
Yeah.
For the good of the order, before I go mow with my flashlight helmet again. And I'm not joking.
How mowing leaves.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We're adjourned.
Thank you. Okay.